I'm Stargate Pioneer from Voices of Defiance, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pets and creatures of every make and model, fans of entertainment, shenanigans alike, welcome back to Legends Podcast. I'm Giggly Beef.
I'm Wing.
I'm the operator.
I'm Catherine.
And this week we're talking about the 1991 classic that taught me how to use fuck as a comma, The Last Boy Scout. By the way, the only movie that I was ever physically ejected out of by my friend's father, who came to see one movie with us in our childhood, and it had to be this one.
Really? When were you ejected?
Oh, he took us out by shortly after the first sighting of Satan Claus, the artwork, because there was like 12 fucks by then. I know. So as soon as it came out, we rented it ourselves at Blockbuster.
Nice.
Wow. I mean, it had to have been rated R. Did he not know that going in?
Yeah, but it's, you know, R was, okay, this was early 90s. So, you know, you're talking Predator, you're talking Terminator, you're talking stuff that wasn't crazy, but it was bad. But this was just the language alone. I don't know why this guy thought it would be anything different, but there was a lot of fucks right away.
Because he saw Little Weapon, he thought that it would be something like that or something like Die Hard, and it was not.
Well, I mean, it was the same character. Bruce Willis played the same guy.
Yes, it was. It was John McClane. Let's be honest there.
He was so much better than John McClane. The lines, the wit that went into it with him and, what's the name?
Damon Wayans.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. It was. This
only
is
the only time I ever liked I Want to Be a Cowboy.
Oh my God, she looks exactly the same. Actually, this is the only time. This is the only time she kind of looks a tad young.
Yeah, a little bit.
Was it her first movie?
That's a good question. I'm not sure it's her first movie, but
if it's not her first, it's like one of the first.
Mm-hmm. Opening scene. Oh yeah, and it's three fingers on a 3-finger scale. Was that not the Die Hard music? Yeah. With Halle Berry.
I think it was.
But it was the Die Hard music in the opening scene when what's-her-name was running down shooting motherfuckers.
Oh my God, I never even thought of that.
Yeah, I think it was, because I was like, okay, they're not even trying to hide what they're trying
I
to do.
I never even put that shit together. Son of a bitch.
I rewound it and I'm like, is that? And then I crossed the is that out. And I'm like, Die Hard music. I hear it. Then it's like, blam, blam, blam. Ain't life a bitch?
Blam.
Holy fuck. I mean, I can see going back now. You figure how much death and swearing was in the beginning? I think I fucked a squirrel to death.
Well, the first 5 minutes with the guy on the football field just
and
shooting
the pills
people.
And
that's a rough movie there.
Yeah. Okay, would they even play football in the rain like that? Like, wouldn't they stop the game?
Sometimes they do play. Sometimes they stop it. It's stupid.
Oh, that I was just, I'm like, who would actually play football in this?
Yeah, because I agreed. I would think that at that point, when it's coming down that hard, they would put a flag out and not play.
Yeah, just but it gives the element of war.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. Visually, it looks cool. But, you know, but then again, I mean, you see, they did the same thing on Any Given Sunday.
Again, it
they
gives
played in the
element
rain like
of
that.
War.
Yeah.
They're trying to show the violence of the game. Mm-hmm.
The element
violence
of a
of the
rock
people.
Group? I didn't see Guar anywhere in there.
War.
Oh my God.
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
you know what? Make it a 1 on your nose scale. Improve your looks. Sorry, there's so many lines in this that, seriously, this movie taught me how to use fuck as a comma.
Aww.
Beef.
Coming up till she starts blowing.
That was horrible.
He broke his nose with a ball, too. That must... Ouch.
You ever been hit with a fucking football that's thrown at even, you know, high school-ish speed?
Yeah, it is. Ouch. That's why the guy at the end is like, you broke my nose with
my fucking nose.
No, what's even better is when Bruce Willis kills the guy like by punching him in the nose and he knocks him out cold and he's dead. Yeah.
You touch me again, I'm going to fucking kill you. Okay, was that the same dude? Was that the same Karate Kid douchebag from, 2 weeks ago? Roadhouse. Was that the same Karate Kid?
It might be. Look at the hair.
Dude.
Yeah. It's around the same time. It's around the same kind of role. Yeah, could be.
Would you forget I'm a detective? Your hair's not even wet. The toilet seat's up. What, are you keeping it warm for me, Mike? Yeah, you slipped on the floor. You accidentally stuck your dick in my wife. Oh, and the head or gut. That is...
Head or gut, man. Head or gut.
Yeah.
Joe, how long have we been friends? I'd say roughly till you started banging my wife. And the car bomb. We talk about, in my mind, what shows you what era it is. But the car bomb is always late 80s, early 90s. Everybody dies by a car bomb in a movie made in the late 80s or early 90s.
Yeah, they don't do that so much anymore, do they?
That's true.
No, it's a lost art. What can I say?
Yeah.
But yeah, at some point, somebody resumes his quest and he's like, okay, so you're trying to get revenge for your friends that was sleeping with your wife and to...
I have it. Hold on.
To save the guy who trashed your career or something like that. I'm like... Yeah, that's an entire road there. It's not trying to be the good guy at all. Just trying to... Well, is he trying to do the good thing? Or is he just trying to do things?
I think he's always looking out for the good guy. Like, I think he's always on the good side.
Okay. So he's a good guy.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That's the concept of the last Boy Scout. He's always rooting for the good guy.
I'll find
it. Something like those pants cost $650? $650? Yeah?
They're pants. They come with a TV.
You wear them? Yeah. Do they have a TV in them or something?
And smokes were $225 when this movie was made?
Jesus. Yeah.
I'd smoke. I'd start smoking again.
$225 a pack.
Well, everybody smokes everywhere. Like, there's smoking at the police station. Why wasn't I born in that time? Like, why couldn't I have been, old enough
of
at
age.
That time? Yeah. To smoke in a police station. Really, people? You can't smoke anywhere now.
Oh, have you ever seen Good Night and Good Luck?
Mm-mm. Oh, they smoke everywhere in that
movie. Dude, they smoke so much in that movie. Honest to God, I think I might have gotten lung cancer just watching the damn movie.
I don't know.
Ridiculous. But yeah, everywhere they were smoking.
When you watch my Mad Men, you start smoking and you become an alcoholic. It's
that's true.
It's come with that show because they're always drinking. So you're like, well, I could have a drink. By the end of the episode, if you follow, there's a drinking game. Just drink at the same speed they do.
She said her husband was a big pimp looking motherfucker with a hat.
Ask me how fat she was.
Her high school photo was an aerial photograph.
Had to roll around in flour to go on the wet spot.
Man, stabs him in the fucking throat. Oh, that Corvette Hallie was driving. I have so many notes, it's ridiculous. I think that's the first time I saw a dude pinned between two cars.
Really?
Cinematic.
I could have sworn they had done
that
previous.
I was 11.
That's true, but I could have sworn they had done that previous.
My brother's done it in real life.
We're looking at the same guy because I just see a guy that slept in his clothes. Oh,
man. He looked rough the whole time.
Movie, yeah.
Except like the last 5 minutes when, his whole world comes together and then he found a razor and he shaved and, life was good again. His daughter doesn't, say fuck at him anymore. And last 5 minutes, it was good.
His daughter has a hell of an attitude. I mean,
she does need a timeout. It is true.
I'm fuckface. He's asshole. A prize. Dispense. Attainable. Exuberance. Shit, we're being beat up by the inventors of Scrabble. Oh, my God. But they're dynamic together. Marlon Wayans and Bruce Willis was, I don't know. If it felt real.
It
probably wasn't.
It's the magic of Shane Black, the way he writes.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I think that is totally the writer at that point.
Yeah. It wasn't that like the spec script that he sold for like $1 million or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, that's why that's Tony Scott that ended up directing that. I forgot that. When I saw that at the start of the movie, I was like, oh, okay, now lots of things made sense in this movie.
They got brothers riding horses now? Yeah, cars are getting too hard to steal.
I've always been a fan of the Wayans brothers since In Living Color. And to see this, like, growing up, Major Payne was a big one we watched in my house. So to see this movie with him in it, and I'd never watched it before, like, I thought it was pretty good. The dynamic between him and Bruce Willis was awesome.
It really was. It really was. They really clicked.
Bruce Willis jigging at the end.
Oh, doing the dancing the jig.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What's with the number in the back of your head? Is that like a license plate if someone tries to steal it? That's a high school thing. Yeah, when do you graduate? She was such an awesome little shit.
Yeah, a little bit too much for my taste, though. I mean, at the end, she was just putting herself in trouble to put herself in trouble.
Yeah, but she brought the pistol around so they could get out of what's her name.
Yeah, that was good. Mm-hmm. That was really good. For a little girl, she had nerve.
Your dad's a detective, man. Joe, she has your winning personality. His nose is too pointy. His eyes are beady. He needs a shave. Okay, I have the whole movie written down in here, I think.
So do you just get the screenplays before we do this? Is that how that works?
No, I think that's actually what he write does. It down. seriously, though, when we're talking about Darian. You know, for $50, you could pay a guy to pull their fingernails out one by one. Anything that fun, I think I'd like to do myself.
I looked up her name, and I didn't go into detail. Like, this had to have been her first big movie. But she was also in Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter Was Dead. And I know she's been in a lot of stuff, but like you automatically recognize her.
Yeah.
So
that she's true.
So in 1991, the death of professional football was a hot topic. Seriously?
The what? The
free agency. The death. Yeah, free agency. They thought it would ruin it. And it just made them tons more money.
Okay.
A lot more money.
Because today it would be crazy to think that this is an industry that just keeps growing and growing.
The only way they can die is if they shoot themselves in the foot.
Well, if literally. They start shooting people in foot, people are not going to show up.
Oh my God, Wing. Seriously.
I like how stereotypical it is, though. Like the big house, the party that lasts all night, the drugs, like the copious amounts of drugs. Like,
if you think that's not happening, then you are silly, young lady.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's so like, wow, 1991 today, 1991 today.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is what it is.
And don't forget that a decade in movie is from like the second year to the second year. This is still an 80s movie. So you need to have the party and the drugs and all that because it's been written in the 80s. It has all the 80s tropes in it, but with a 90s style on top of it, which is amazing.
Damon Wayans' red hat with the jacket that has like the fringe on it.
Yes.
Awesome.
Pimp.
Yeah, I'm gonna make Jay wear that for Halloween. That's it.
yes.
His hat almost looked like a fez.
Yeah.
I want those Dobermans around douchebags pool.
And how many assholes did that guy have working for him? Like, they would kill Bruce would kill him, and then three more would come back, and he'd kill him, and four more would come back.
It's like 80s Hydra. And 90s. They have the henchmen. They have like 1-800 henchmen cards where they can just dial a henchman.
It's Hydra. You kill one, two more comes back. It's crazy. Exactly.
But the crazy fucker at the end who ends up like being the one that they really had to compete with. I cannot think of his name, but you guys know who I'm talking about. Like
the blonde one?
Yeah, he's kind of blonde.
Mm-hmm. Milo. Very
Milo.
Was it he's Milo? Been in a lot of stuff. Probably.
He's been in stuff. He's been working.
He's been in stuff and things.
Come on, I don't know all that crap. No, but anyways, he was pretty psychotic. You always bring in the really psychotic one to end him, you know?
Oh, God, yeah. Like Lethal Weapon with Gary Busey? You bring in the crazy person at the very end.
Yeah.
Okay, talking about the very end. You know when they open the case at the end and there's the money in it and they're like, oh, so the guy has the wrong case. Okay, just to get to that, if that would have been the bomb, everybody would have died.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Just wanted to make sure we were on the same page there.
Okay, my even bigger question is, in 1991, a big badass baller like an ex-player would roll around in a Sunbird LE?
It's a Sunbird.
Well, here's the thing. If they like that particular car, even if it's crap.
Man, that was a Sunbird.
I know. Dude, I know.
Okay. Just as long as someone feels my pain, though.
No, I understand. It's a sucky little car.
Think. What would Joe do? He'd shoot everybody and smoke some cigarettes. Just once, I want to hear you scream. Play some rap music.
That was good.
Yeah, it's a fun movie. And it's not too long, too. It doesn't pass a two-hour mark, so...
I always thought it was longer than that. It's only like an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah, something like that. And it goes pretty fast because it's joke after one-liners. It's really the point where these movies were well-perfected.
Here you go, Wing. You're trying to save the guy who ruined your career and avenge the death of your friend who was fucking your wife.
Yep. That's the line.
He's like, man, you are one strange dude. And then he says that line. It's like, what? Well, okay.
He's not wrong.
Don't open the briefcase. What is that supposed to say? Don't open the briefcase. It's full of fresh fruit. All the fucking car phones had cords. So great.
Well, they were car phones.
They were literally phones.
Yeah, but in cars.
They have more than that. But shut up.
Remember where?
Shut up.
Remember where phones were something that was fixed.
No, I totally had that thought so the car goes into the pool and the guy's standing there and they're like, call 911. And I'm like, but why wouldn't you? Oh, that's right. You don't have cell phones. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're at this point where even for us, we're like, what? Oh, yeah. what was I watching the other day? Friends, and the guy's getting a beeper. And I'm like,
oh beeper.
Oh, yeah, I remember a beeper. Mm-hmm. Remember?
He's getting a page?
Yes.
Or a beeper. Okay.
A pager, whatever.
Well, no, a beeper. No, I get it. I didn't. He was purchasing a new one, or he was getting the act of being paged or beeped, or
you just bought a new one, and then he got in the act of getting beep all episode.
All right, you know, right. Just making sure we're on the same page.
But still, the era of the beeper went for like 5 years, and it died.
It did. Yeah, it died sudden, too.
Well, because the cell phone was the same price.
As soon as the cell phone came out, exactly. But it was like this sudden, like, everybody had a pager. And all of a sudden, nobody had a pager.
I even had a two-way for a minute.
What?
What was your name? Like, the super text, what's the name?
Yeah. Huh?
Mother, man. Best back and pop.
I just like the draw proud of it.
I know.
Two-way.
Cool. I'll bet you. You know what? I'll bet you I still have it. I'm going to try to find it.
Oh, shit.
It's in the box of dead electronics, I'm sure.
We all have a box of dead electronic old cell phone. I'm sure I have a StarTAC somewhere in there, you know. But no, they still add cords in their car phone.
You know, I want this, though. I want... At the very end, they're talking, and he's like, yeah, you know, yeah, I could use a new partner, or I could use a partner, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, if he had a guy, you know, with a surfboard, it's, yeah, surf's up, pal. I want that now. The 20 years later, or 23 years later, them decrepit PIs still busting balls could be stupid and fun. I know.
Yeah.
Good movie.
But on the other end, I've seen Die Hard 5, and... No.
But the thing is, Die Hard 5 was not written by Shane Black. It was not directed by
Tony Scott.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if you get
the right
script...
I think this might have one more life.
Yeah, because it feels like at the end there should be a second one.
Because they go off to do private detective work. You're right. Telling me these two fucking idiots don't bumble into some bullshit where Bruce Willis has to shoot his way out and... Mr. Wayans has to say some fucking awesome, witty, you know,
my point
commentary.
My point is, I'm not sure I want a 20 years later of that.
Oh, it could be stupid fun. But you're right. Probably not. They should have done it 10 years ago. But
oh, still. Absolutely. They should have done it 10 years ago.
It's like the Top Gun thing that they keep talking about. This, I'm not sure I want
I don't want to see
he's going to fight
guys
drones.
In shorts anymore. Jeez.
Yeah, he's going to fight.
He's going to play volleyball and fight drones.
Ugh,
do you think
so
he's gonna play volleyball? Yes, he kind of.
I hope not, but yeah, probably.
Oh my god!
Are they really making a second Top Gun?
They've been talking about it for a little while now.
Yeah, the problem is that the director died, so the project went into limbo for a little while. And
but that's a classic movie. Like, I mean, you can't necessarily screw with Top Gun. This one, like, you left it open. It's funny. It's comical. Like, don't mess with something iconic like Top Gun. Don't. Just don't.
The other thing is that
to him fighting drones, that's going to turn into like stealth.
Yeah.
Or any one of those. Any one of those crappy, slightly drone or AI or.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't he have that movie like End of the World or War of Worlds or? I mean,
yeah,
that wasn't that bad. Let's not hate.
The problem with Tom Cruise right now is that everything that he touch, people are like, "Ooh, Tom Cruise!" So he needs to try to redeem himself. So he thinks that.
Although he's been doing pretty good with the Mission Impossible stuff.
Mission Impossible, yeah. Jack Reacher was not horrible. What was the one where he was, I don't want to give it away, but on the planet all bombed out and, oh, Jesus, come on, people. Recently, like a year
Edge
and a
Tomorrow?
Half ago.
No, I know what
that
he's talking
was phenomenal.
About.
Edge of Tomorrow was great, which that was going to be my next point. Everything
Oblivion.
He's done. Thank
Oblivion.
You. Oblivion was phenomenal.
But the problem is that people are like, oh, the Tom Cruise movie. And
exactly.
That's
exactly.
The problem. That's and, what Edge of Tomorrow suffered.
Yeah, that's me.
Fine, but that's
right. Yeah.
And that's
you go.
That's why I brought up the point of Mission Impossible. That seems to be the only time that it's not. Oh, that's a Tom Cruise movie. It's oh, it's Mission Impossible. Okay.
That's because
yeah,
they had a couple of good one in a row.
Then they just don't have enough vocal people. I mean, I don't think Edge of Tomorrow was a Tom Cruise movie. I don't think Oblivion was a Tom Cruise movie. I think they
yeah,
were.
But that's
Oblivion was a Tom
it.
Cruise movie, dude.
Yeah,
that was a Tom
okay.
Cruise movie.
It was, but it was completely serviceable as its own viable sci-fi movie. You could have stuck any good actor in there, decent actor in there.
Yeah, but you
Tom
stuck
Cruise
Tom Cruise
made it because mm-hmm. You know what? Same thing. I always say, and I defend him for War of the Worlds. You stare at shit. If you want to have someone that can react to nothing pretty well with just his face and his mannerisms, it's going to be him. It works for the lot of shit that he's in. And I don't know. I appreciate that. I don't like him as a person for the couch jumper and his politics or whatever, but I don't. It is what it is. He's a decent actor.
And I like him as an actor. My thing is still, my point is still valid. He's kind of still need to redeem himself in some ways because people see him as Tom Cruise too much and not enough as the people he's playing. So I think he's trying
he
to
never ever should have fired his sister as his PR agent.
No,
that was a stupid fucking move because it was right after that
she
the
was
whole
good.
Katie Holmes thing happened.
Yeah,
and everything went to hell.
She was good
up until that point. You couldn't touch Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he did was perfect.
Yep. Wah, wah, wah. Sometime you do stupid shit.
Then he did the Scientology thing where he talked about KFC or something.
Or because,
API,
you know, why not?
Whatever the fuck his slogan is.
Because, you know, why not?
Yeah.
All right, so now that we're done with our Tom Cruise rant.
Yeah.
Yes, that, yeah, that was.
Let's go back to this movie.
God.
A movie to finish?
I mean, I love Bruce Willis. Let's go back.
Yes.
Yeah, Bruce Willis when he just had still enough air before he went to the bald thing.
Yeah, because it started to go pretty quick after this.
God, yes.
Yeah, it did. It did. But the thing is, I mean, as far he still looks good. He still looks like Bruce Willis, even though he's bald. He's just older and blah, blah, blah. But it's just he just has crappy scripts and crappy directors.
He just doesn't care anymore.
He doesn't.
He really does. Again, I've seen Die Hard 5.
He's, and oh, you're going to pay me for this? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, But I mean, he's worked hard. Like, if you look back at his resume, I mean, he's put in the time. If the dude wants to sit and collect whatever he's got left to collect to pile, you know, in the bank what he's already got, like, why do anything else at this point?
Well, according to Stallone, he's greedy and lazy.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I don't see how he's greedy. He ain't doing nothing for money right now. Like, he's just
chilling. He wanted more for Expendables than Stallone wanted to pay or blah, blah, blah.
They wanted to pay him $3 million for 4 days of work, and he asked for $4 million for 4 days of work. And Stallone got pissed. Maybe that's a good thing they didn't pay him, because according to what the movie made in money...
It would have lost money.
Nobody wanted to see that.
Nope.
Like, nobody.
Well, the thing is that, I don't know, it's, you want to crank out your sequels, but that, with that shit, it never seems right. Here's another one, here's another one. Overload.
Yeah, but with this, with Last Boy Scout, there could have been a sequel, but I do agree, it should have been done about 10 years ago. It would have fit a lot better than it would now.
But think of how cheap you could get both of them for
totally,
now.
Oh, totally. You could get them for a quarter in a song, but that's still not probably going to fly.
That's a Shane Black script that's going to cost you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
That's the thing. The other thing is that in these days, you are not building for license and long-term plans and everything. You are making a movie. And
happened to those days?
If you were lucky, you were making like sequels and everything, but there was like one sequel out of 20 movies that were coming out. Now there's one original movie out of 20 sequels coming out.
Exactly.
In 91, there wasn't even a fucking reboot or two on the horizon. There might have been one or two.
Well, you know, they had rebooted Batman the year before, and there was a sequel of that.
Yeah, that's why I check Swung. But
there was,
you know,
little weapons and stuff like that, but they were rare.
But in comparison to what it is now, it's nothing. It's just nothing.
Now everything is connected to something else. Nothing is original.
Well, did he do Die Hard after this?
No.
It was before.
Die Hard is 85?
No. It isn't Die Hard 3, 92 or 93?
Yeah, 92.
Yeah.
But Die Hard is like 86, 85, something like that.
You know, if there's this IMD,
if only we had access to
information. I thought Die Hard was like 88, 89.
Yeah, but there's three of them. Die Hard 1 is 88. Die Hard 2 is 90. Wow. Shit, 95 is the third one.
Oh, my God. Okay. My timetable was way
and Sam
off.
Jackson was still like scribbling and scrunching for work.
That makes sense, because you know what? It was like they did like Pulp Fiction and that in a row in the same year.
Yeah. So no, this was firmly in the middle of the Die Hard. So yeah, it's basically the same character.
They hired him and were like, can you play this again?
He's like, quadruple down? Sure, I'd love to.
Why not? They pay you every time. But what happened to Damon Wayne?
Nothing, literally.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, he kind of disappeared off the planet there.
He did a lot more behind-the-scenes stuff.
Exactly, yeah. He did a lot more behind-the-camera type stuff.
Okay, that's fair.
Are they all still in show business of some kind?
Yes.
God. I think Marlon is on a show now.
Three of them just came to Milwaukee like a month or two ago at Pottawatomie and did some comedy thing, which a few of my friends went to and said it was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of their kids are doing it now.
Yeah.
Well, Marlon was the youngest, so he's still acting, but he's doing a lot more producing. But now all of they've had kids, they're all in shows.
Okay.
I'm a big fan, like I said.
Yeah, I'm looking at his filmography right now, and he did a lot of TV. So he had a period of doing a bunch of movie, but then it was TV and TV, TV.
Yeah, was that My Wife and Kids? Was that his show?
He had a show called Damon, too. He was on In Living Color. He was My Wife and Kids, Underground. Lots of things, but lots of TV for a long time, so I guess that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a steady paycheck.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I want to watch In Living Color again.
Oh,
that was a good show.
Amazing.
That was a good show.
Okay. You guys want to rate it?
Let's yeah, we do probably that. Should.
Okay, so for The Last Boy Scout, are you going Legendary, Legends of Its Time, Cult Legend, Awesome, Entertaining, Mabel, Forgettable, or Abysmal? Let's start with Catherine.
I'd say Entertaining. I don't think there was any, like, wow factor. I could probably watch Die Hard and have caught most of it, but there was a lot more jokes and a lot more I enjoyed, like I said, between him and Damon Wayne. So I'm going to say it was entertaining. It was worth the time I sat and watched it. Would I watch it again? If it came on cable, maybe, but it was good.
Operator?
I'm going to go with Catherine on this one. It was entertaining. It was bordering on awesome, mainly because of the jokes and mainly because of the camaraderie those two had, the chemistry and everything. That really worked for me. The story was typical and the action was typical, you know, but the whole thing about that movie was really kind of the camaraderie between the two characters and the one-liners and stuff like that. That's what made it really good. So, yeah, I'd stick with entertaining.
I'm going to follow suit with entertaining. I think that for some reason I had a way better, it was way better in my mind than what I saw. It's a bunch of fun one-liner. This is a formula that was well oiled at that point. They were doing it well. The visual is interesting but kind of bland. The writing is good. There's a lot of one-liner. I laughed a lot. But overall, it's just like your run-of-the-mill action movie. So,
bite your tongue.
Entertaining.
I'm going to go the Cult of Beef Legend. Cult Legend for me, for sure. I did grow up on this movie. It was great. I have fond memories of it and being taken out of the theater and then still getting it and watching it. And yeah, Cult Legend for sure. I love it. It held up as good as I wanted it to, as to my 17 fucking pages of notes. But no, everything from the one-liners to the comedy to the stupid plot to the, I could almost say Legend of Its Time, to all the 90s corded phones. Yeah, call it legend-ish. Somewhere in there. It's good stuff.
I didn't know there was a Cult of Beef.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be surprised, but still.
Dude, you've seen The Following, right? It's kind of like that, but less deadly.
Oh, God, do y'all wear masks and shit?
Yeah, we're waiting for them to come back from the painters, though.
Yeah, okay, good.
All right, last word, Piapples.
Corey.
650.
Football.
Darian. I had a crush on that little bratty bitch when I was little.
Explains so much, dude.
Uh-huh. This has been episode 217 of Legends Podcast. Last Boy Scout. I'm Beef saying... Mark Cohen was such a fat prick.
I'm John D. saying $650 pants.
I'm the operator saying, shut up, fuckface.
And I'm Catherine saying the water is wet and the sky is blue.
Master of the obvious.
He said it like four times in the movie, Wang. Don't be a dick.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to gunnageek.com and you will find all of our contact information and other shows. You can also visit legendspodcast.com, where you will find our complete archive. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or Gunna Geek. No infringement is intended.